God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Does it matter what motivates you? That's a probing question. Daniel Pink has said, when writing about motivation just in business, that most people that accomplish anything worth anything are not motivated primarily by money, except that money has to be taken off the table as a problem. You know, if you have to be able to feed yourself. But he says most people are motivated by things like self-determination, that is, the power to have some choice over your own destiny. Much could be said about motives, but our motives do matter. Is it possible for someone to do the right thing for the wrong reason? And again, the answer is emphatically yes. We find this in the New Testament. Paul talks about it, for instance. So I'm not suggesting this morning that you be super introspective. I don't think we know our own hearts. It is amazing how mixed a bag our own motives can be. But I will tell you this, your actions will rise or sink to the level of your motivation. In Israel had everything she needed, but nothing God wanted. She had priests and prophets and judges, but all of them were on the take. All of them were serving for their own gain. Micah talks about this when he says in verse 8, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin." The I think, is emphatic. He's saying, as opposed to judges who are judging for money, and prophets who are declaring something that isn't true because it gains something for them, I am full of the power of the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell this people what God told me to tell them, even if it hurts me. Verse 11 makes it even clearer what was going on. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us." So you had judges who should have known that judgment was coming on them because they were taking advantage of people. They were taking bribes. You had people who were teaching the truth, but they were teaching for hire. That was their motivation. We're not just talking about what was happening. We're talking about what drove them. Prophets, they were all about giving a message as long as it was for money, which meant sometimes they weren't giving the right message. And then they had the self-entitlement to say, "Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us?" In other words, they were manipulative of everyday money and then expecting God to give them big picture guidance. Hey, God's going to take care of us. We have Jerusalem. We have the temple. We're God's chosen people. And nothing could be further from the truth. Look, don't pretend to trust God for the big picture if you're not trusting Him for daily bread. I can trust God with a big picture, but I can trust God with everyday issues. The question is today, what motivates me, a mission or money? Now, money's not evil, but when I'm motivated primarily by money, that is a problem. It's great to do the right thing. It's great to teach. It's great to prophesy. It's great to judge. But if I'm doing the right thing for the wrong reason, you know, I'm going to be limited at best and probably I'm going to end up in some kind of self-destruction. I cannot be self-absorbed. A person that is serving self is not leading others. It's self-serving. That's where the prophets, the priests, and judges were in Israel. In short, your actions will rise or sink to the level of your motivation. I know that there are needs that you have. Trust God for those things, and that will be proven when you do the right thing, whether it gains you or not, trusting God to take care of you as you honor Him.